From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. A void created when the U.S. pulled out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership has lawmakers pushing the Trump administration for clues on how the U.S. will increase Pacific Rim trade without the massive trade pact. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer assured members of the House Ways and Means Committee last week the U.S. is not abandoning the Asia-Pacific countries, saying the Trump administration is developing a long list of Asian countries that would be good candidates for bilateral trade agreements. While lawmakers and witnesses at a congressional hearing last week agreed rural America desperately needs more and better broadband service to prosper, it was unclear where the funds to expand would come from. Many feel wireless internet service allows businesses to thrive in rural locations, and without it, businesses like family farms are at a competitive disadvantage. The U.S. is ranked 16th in the world for broadband access. 39% of rural Americans don't have access, compared to 4% of urban dwellers. Well, it appears the Midwest is home to half of the world's best collegiate ag economics and policy programs. The Center for World University Rankings compares 8 factors, including education, employment after graduation, and influence, among others, to measure education and training at universities around the globe. UC Davis topped the list for 2017 with a perfect score, followed by Cornell and Iowa State, with Michigan State and Purdue tied for 4th. Ohio State and the University of Illinois were also in the top 10. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.